我们一同来读几处圣经。约翰福音十三章。
John 13。
31节到33节。
33.
你们看到没有？看到一起来读。 七到十九节。
The God of Trinity.
只有神的儿子有形象。
Only the Son God had monument.
圣经里面所有看见神的人。
And all the people in the Bible that could see God.
都是看见神的儿子。
They saw the Son of God.
亚伯拉罕看见过神。
Abraham saw God.
在马太福音八章十七节。
In Matthew chapter 8, maybe verse 17,
主耶稣说的话,
the Lord said that
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕,
when your forefather Abraham
欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子,
looked up to me joyfully,
既看见了就欢喜,
when he saw me, he rejoiced.
亚伯拉罕说看见是耶稣基督。
So what Abraham could see was Jesus Christ.
希伯来书十三章,
in Hebrews chapter 13,
摩西因为看为了基督受的凌辱,
and Moses regarded the suffering for Christ
比一切埃及的财物更宝贵,
better than all the wealth in Egypt.
摩西离开埃及,
and Moses departed, left Egypt,
离下埃及所有的荣华,
and he let go of all the wealth in Egypt.
带领以色列人旷野几十年,
and he led Israelites for decades in the wilderness.
他看见神,
he saw God.
而希伯来说摩西看见的神就是耶稣基督。
And in Hebrews, it described the God that he saw was Jesus.
大卫看见神最多的人。
And David was one that saw God most.
使徒行传二章说。
The book of Acts, chapter 2 says.
主大卫明明看大卫是先知。
David was a prophet.
明明看见基督复活。
And he saw the resurrected Christ.
就指着他说。
So he referred to him and said.
摩西大卫看见是耶稣基督。
And that was Jesus Christ that they saw.
所以整个旧约,
so in the entire Old Testament,
所有神看见神看见过神的人,
and those who have seen God,
都和我们一样看见主耶稣基督,
they are like us, we have seen Jesus.
摩西只看见神的背,
Moses could only see God's back.
约翰福音说我们面对面的看见神,
but the book of John says we have seen God face to face.
那是摩西赶不上我们的,
so we are actually better off than Moses. Is that right?
时代关系,
because he was born in a different era.
他们那个时代,
in his time,
摩西看不见神的面,
there's no way Moses could see God's front in
him. 新的时代,
but in the New Testament,
最大的圣徒都, 最小的圣徒都看见神,
even the small saint could see God.
我们不是肉身眼睛看见神,
not with our fleshly eyes,
里面的眼睛看见
神, but our inner spiritual eyes.
神的荣耀是什么?
So what is the glory of God?
出埃及三十三章,
Exodus chapter 33,
摩西祷告求你把你荣耀显给我看,
when Moses prayed and asked that please show me your glory,
被他看见了,
so he saw.
荣耀什么呢?
And what was the glory he saw?
荣耀就是神的自己,
glory is nothing but God himself.
荣耀就是耶稣基督,
glory is nothing but Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是荣耀,
Jesus is glory.
所有看见神的人,
and those who have seen God,
都是看见神的儿子,
have seen the Son of God.
好, 现在主耶稣第十三章的话,
and in chapter 13 here it says,
我们要知道主耶稣自己是荣耀,
we have to know Jesus himself is glory.
这是荣耀的中心,
he is the center of the glory.
然后子在地上荣耀父,
and the Son glorifies the Father on earth.
而父荣耀子,
and the Father also glorifies the Son.
主耶稣说圣灵来了,
so Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes,
圣灵要荣耀我,
will glorify me.
圣灵也是荣耀神, 荣耀神的儿子,
and also the Holy Spirit comes to glorify the Son of God.
现在主耶稣面对十架,
now Jesus is facing the crucifixion ahead of him.
他说人子得了荣耀,
and he said the Son of Man glorified,
荣耀十架荣耀人子,
and the cross, therefore the cross also glorifies the Son of Man.
我们记得这句话吗?
Can we remember all these statements?
父荣耀子,
first, the Father glorifies the Son.
圣灵来荣耀子,
and the Holy Spirit also comes to glorify the Son.
十架荣耀神的儿子,
and the cross also glorifies the Son.
子本身就是荣耀,
and Son himself is glory.
圣经说的自己荣耀自己,
so it's like Jesus glorifies himself.
荣耀就是神的自己,
and glory is God himself.
就是神的显出,
and it's the manifestation expression of God is.
神一显现就是荣耀,
when God appears there's nothing but glory.
父荣耀子,
so the Father glorifies the Son.
父神所有的心意,
and all the will and purpose in God,
所有的计划,
all the plan in Father's heart,
就是要荣耀神的儿子,
is to glorify his own Son.
而圣灵来了,
And when the Holy Spirit comes,
圣灵荣耀子。
The Holy Spirit also glorifies the Son.
圣灵怎样荣耀子呢？
How does the Holy Spirit glorify the Son?
因为基督今天居住在数不过来的圣徒的里面。
The fact that Christ abides in countless saints.
这就是圣灵来荣耀子。
And that's how the Holy Spirit comes to glorify the Son.
教会产生了。
The church is born.
所有神的儿女。
All the children of God.
我们都要耶稣基督的生命住在我们里面。
We all have the inviting life of Jesus Christ.
昨天我们看主耶稣延长年日。
And yesterday we talked about how Jesus' days are prolonged.
那主耶稣在教会身上一直活在这里。
Because through his church, Jesus lives forever.
就是圣灵荣耀子。
And the Holy Spirit glorifies the Son.
这里做的最伟大的工作。
And that is the greatest thing the Holy Spirit can do.
因为耶稣基督，就是数不过的耶稣基督。
Is to cause one Jesus Christ to become countless Jesus Christ.
我们需要圣灵来荣耀子。
We all know that Holy Spirit comes to glorify the Son.
十字架荣耀子。
And also the cross glorifies.
十字架是最羞辱痛苦的记号。
And cross is a symbol of shame and suffering.
怎么会荣耀呢？
How can you get glory from that?
我们对十字架的观念。
And that is our concept about the cross.
主耶稣对十字架的观念也不一样。
However, Jesus' perspective about cross is different.
主耶稣说他自己出去。
And here says when he was gone.
犹大出去了。
Judas was gone.
他真是要坏人。
He was there going out to betray Jesus.
主耶稣说如今人子得了荣耀。
But Jesus said now is the Son of Man glorified.
面对十字架。
Facing the cross.
十架要荣耀人子。
Knowing the cross will glorify the Son.
主耶稣借着十架得释放。
Therefore, through the cross, Jesus will be released.
在路加福音一章一节圣经，他说：“我有当受的敬还没有成就。”
And in Luke, Jesus said, "I am baptized to be done."
我是何等的困迫。
And I am very troubled.
我从来想过这个信息，他一个六十大的人。
Imagine that like a 6 feet tall man.
就关在一个二次方天大的小箱子里面。
And you press him and put him in a small box.
是很痛苦的一件事，对不对
？That's very hard to bear.
我也感，我怎么感觉
？And how do you feel?
我所有感觉要释放。
And I will feel that if I were that man, I want to be released out of the box. I want to get out of the box.
现在我宇宙都装不下的神。
And this God, the entire universe cannot even contain.
道成了肉身。
He became a man.
活在一个小小的人里面。
The tiny body of a man.
所以主耶稣，我是何等的困迫。
And Jesus was very oppressed, very troubled.
我有当受的敬还没有成就。
So he said, I have this baptism to be done.
这个敬就指的十字架。
And that baptism refers to the cross.
敬是说的死。
Baptism refers to death.
受水敬。
And the water baptism.
有赋予基督的死。
Means we partake in the death of Jesus Christ.
受难敬。
And the spiritual baptism.
有赋予基督的复活。
Means we partake in his resurrection.
一个是死的敬。
So one is the baptism of death.
一个是复活的敬。
One is the baptism of resurrection.
加起来是完全敬。
And you have to have both to be balanced.
我们受了都受了水敬。
We believe most of us have been baptized in the water.
也要受灵浸。
Make sure you all are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
才是完全的浸。
And then it's a complete baptism.
所以主耶稣说，我没有受当受的浸还没成就。
So Jesus says, I have yet to take another baptism.
我是何等的困惑。
And I am so troubled.
所以主耶稣面向十字架。
Therefore, when he faced the cross.
面露金坚石向着哥哥他。
He was very stern and very fasted.
到哥哥他身上，
so he went to Calvary.
借着十字架主释放了。
And through the cross, Jesus was released.
十字架打破了主的身体。
And the cross broke up his body.
而主耶稣的无限生命的释放。
So that his unlimited life was able to be released.
所以在主来看，
therefore from Jesus' point of view,
十字架荣耀。
The cross actually glorified him.
我们看见了没有？
Do you understand that?
父荣耀子。
God, Father God glorifies the Son. The Holy Spirit glorifies the Son. And the cross also glorifies the Son.
主耶稣基督他本来就是荣耀。
Jesus himself is glory.
他是神的人者。
He is God that became a man.
那位神是绝对的神。
And he was an absolute God.
住在一个人的里面。
Dwell in the body of a man.
神是荣耀。
God is glory.
神不需要去得荣耀。
God doesn't need to get more glory from
him. 那现在主耶稣是个人。
But now Jesus became a man. man.
有人的性情。
He had a human nature.
有人的身体。
And he had a human body.
他身体来说是受造的。
And he was in a created body.
那性情来说是受造的。
And his nature, that's also a creator, a creature.
但是神住在里面。
But God lives inside the creation.
合起来就是耶稣基督永远生命。
And together, that's the eternal life of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督跟父神不一样。
So Jesus is different from the Father God.
他要去得荣耀。
He needs to be glorified.
因为他是个人。
Because he was in the form of a man.
这个人要得荣耀。
This man has to be glorified.
所以耶稣就来地上，为什么呢？
So why did Jesus come to earth?
他有使命。
He had a mission to come.
使命是什么呢？
What was his mission?
知道不知道？
Do you know what was Jesus' mission?
主耶稣为什么来的？
Why did Jesus come?
为什么？是一个罪人。听到罪人，我们罪人，我们都学到回来了。
To seek sinners, we have been found.
那我们使命完了没有？
So, are we done?
好像没有完。
It's not done.
那为什么呢？
So, why did Jesus come?
大家往下记得了哈。
Make sure we know this.
主耶稣的使命就一个。
Jesus only has one mission.
率领众子进荣耀。
Which lead many sons into glory.
是。
Amen.
我们死是第一步。
And his death was just step number one.
我们与主一同复活了。
And then we need to rise from the dead with the Lord.
我们与主一同升天。
And we ascend into heaven with him.
好，与主一同得胜。
And we win the victory with him.
一直到主耶稣率领众子进荣耀。
And until he leads all the sons into glory.
主的使命完成了。
Then his mission is accomplished.
复荣耀子。
The Father glorifies the Son.
圣灵荣耀子。
The Holy Spirit glorifies the Son.
十架荣耀子。
And the cross glorifies the Son.
那主的荣耀怎么样？
So how about Jesus his own glory?
主荣耀我们。
He glorifies us.
这句话太大了，是不是？
Isn't this a great statement?
把荣耀不要讲在地上的荣耀啊。
We're not talking about earthly glory.
主要率领众子进荣耀。
But the Lord will lead many sons into his glory.
叫我们都得着主耶稣的荣耀。
So that we can all share and attend his glory.
一个荣耀的里面。
We are one with him in his glory.
就这个思想清楚了没有？
Do you understand the strength of God?
父荣耀子。
Father glorifies the Son.
圣灵荣耀子。
The Holy Spirit glorifies the Son.
十架荣耀子。
The cross glorifies the Son.
人在地上要得荣耀。
And the Son of Man will receive glory on earth.
他要得荣耀。
And why?
他把这个荣耀分给教会。
So that he can give his glory to his church.
率领众子进荣耀。
And he will lead many sons into glory.
这才是主耶稣的使命。
And that is his mission.
好，到了约翰十四章。
So when it comes to John 14,
主耶稣要走了。
Jesus was about to.
主耶稣在门弟子门徒最艰难的时候。
And that was the toughest time for his disciples.
犹太人要杀他们。
The Jews tried to kill him.
罗马政府要抓他们。
And Roman Empire tried to arrest him.
最艰难的时候。
That was the hardest time.
主耶稣他要走了。
And that time Jesus said,
我去的地方。
And the place I'm going.
你们不能到。
You cannot come.
你们不能再见我了。
You cannot see me anymore.
那怎么忧愁啊？
Don't you think that the disciples are very worried?
忧愁吗？
Don't you think they were
very 非常忧愁。
Indeed, they were.
十四章主耶稣第一句话。
So in chapter 14, the first thing Jesus said.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Says, do not worry.
信神，也当信我。
Believe in God and believe in me.
你看，比十四章太大的圣经。
And that's such a great chapter.
每一个字都有很大讲究。
And every word has a lot of meaning.
在我们的时间，我们真的要圣灵。
And tonight we can only have time to talk about the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣介绍圣灵。
And Jesus introduces Holy Spirit.
介绍圣灵来代替他。
And he introduced the Comforter to them in his place.
主耶稣要走了。
Because he was about to leave.
主耶稣，我要求父。
He said, I will ask the Father.
父就另外赐给你们一个保惠师。
And the Father will send you a counselor.
保惠师，英文有一个叫做安慰师。
And or the Comforter.
安慰者是真理的圣灵。
And this comforter is the spirit of truth.
好，介绍圣灵要来。
And Jesus says the spirit of truth comes.
圣灵三个名字。
And there are three names for the Holy Spirit.
第一位是安慰者。
First man is the comforter.
为什么请圣灵为安慰者呢？
Why did he call him the comforter?
为什么呢？
Why?
在旧约里面。
In Old Testament time.
神，他们也知道神是爱。
They understand that God is love.
真爱到怎么一回事，他们不知道。
But they don't know the extent of God's love and how God loves.
他们也知道神的能力。
They understand God's power.
神能力怎样的能力，他们不知道。
But they do not have a clear understanding of what kind of power God has.
他们也知道神是圣洁。
They also knew that God was holy.
神的圣洁怎么回事？他们不知道。
But they did not know exactly what kind of holiness God.
耶稣基督道成肉身了。
But when Jesus came as a man.
现在他们看见。
Then the people were able to see.
啊，原来神爱是这样的。
Oh, this is how God loves us.
那神的能力是这么奇妙。
And this is the kind of power God has.
神的圣洁是这样的。
And this is God's holiness.
耶稣基督把神的一切都活出来了。
Because Jesus.Christ manifested who God was. So people really envied that. And they followed Jesus for 3.5 years. They saw Jesus' marvelousness and his power. However, whatever they could see was outward.
It
could not have a direct relationship with them.But now Jesus says the Holy Spirit is coming.
第一个名叫安慰子。
And the name of Holy Spirit is the comforter.
我所看见的爱在我里面了。
Now the love I used to see always can become inner.
这个爱能充满我。
This love can feel from within.
这个能力在我里面。
And the power is now inside of me.
这个能力能充满我每一个角落。
And this power can fill every corner of my being.
这个圣洁在我里面。
And this holiness is now inside of me.
这是我的性情。
Because my nature.
这个叫安慰子，听说吗
？That's why it's called the comforter.
大大得了安慰了。
Because our hearts are greatly comforted.
我所羡慕的一切事
，the one that I long for，
今天都在我里面。
Is now inside of me.
好，是否大点安慰
？Don't you receive comfort if you know that？
那第二名字叫保惠子。
And the second name of the Holy Spirit is a counselor.
他的确教导我们。
Indeed, he counsels.
生命已经来了，是不是？是他那个教训我们。
And he instructs us.
在我们生活一些大事小事上都教导我们。
On big or small matters, the Holy Spirit instructs us.
他是安慰子。
He is a comforter.
他是保惠子。
Also the counselor.
下面他是实际的真理，真理，真理可以的话就是实际。
The third man is he's the spirit of truth.
啊，就是真理就是实际。
The truth, the spirit of truth, the spirit of reality.
这里就是实际。
And the truth is reality.
现在圣灵来了。
Now the spirit has come.
一切耶稣基督的实际都在圣灵里面。
All the reality that was in Jesus now is in the Holy Spirit.
进入我们里面。
And the spirit is in us.
所以圣灵的时代。
So the era of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣借着圣灵。
Jesus tried to refer the Holy Spirit to that.That he's the comforter, the counselor, and the spirit of reality.
永远与你们同在。
He will be with you forever.
没有一个人永远和我们同在的。
No one can be with us forever.
父母、夫妻。
Our parents, our spouse.
经常在一个房子里面。
We may be in the same house.
能不能每一分钟和你同在啊？
But can they be with us every moment?
能不能你离开家了还在那里啊
？Can you be out of your house that they are still with you？
你离开家，你在飞机上、飞机上跟你在一起啊
？If you're on airplane, can your parents be with you？
不可能，一个人永远与你同在。
There's no one in this world can be with us forever。
圣灵来了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes，
就永远与你们同在。
He will be with us forever。
每一分钟、每一秒钟都在这里。
Every minute, every second, he's with us。
都和我们在我们里面。
He is inside of us.
都和我们同在。
He is with us.
你记住了吗？
Do you understand?
永远与我们同在。
He will be with us forever.
世人不能接受的。
And he's someone the world cannot accept.
因为他不见了，不见了。
Because they neither see him.
也不认识他。
Nor knows him.
你们却认识他。
But you will know him.
我们认识了没有？
Do we know the Holy Spirit?
心里看不见的。
We cannot see the Holy Spirit.
我们认不认识圣灵？
But do we know the Holy Spirit? We do.
里面认识。
We know him from within.
他到我们里面了。
He's inside.
我中间一个年长的姊妹喉。
And there was a dear elderly sister, her last name is
六十多年以前。
That was over 6 decades.
我第一次和他们三个弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
And the first time I prayed with her and other two.
我在二十多岁。
I was in my 20s.
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit came down.
我发现地在震动了。
And I thought the earth was shaking.
地在跳。
And I felt the earth was moving, jumping.
跳得很有秩序。
And you're ordering in fashion.
我害怕了。
I was scared.
我这个人很野的人。
You know, I'm a wild man.
那天真的害怕。
But I was scared.
现在身上古来无穷的力量。
And because the Holy Spirit was so powerful on us.
他换完了。
And when we finish prayer,
不要紧，笑得很甜美的。
Sister, that sister Ho had such a sweet smile. 上山，
看见烟花里面跳跃舞，山羊抱的。
He said, "Well, the hills rejoice in the presence of the Lord like land they leap."
不是我决定的，我决定。
So that wasn't just me feel the movement of the earth. She also sensed it.
看着地在跳动啊。
So I said, "So the earth was moving."
但是妹妹说，你这个孩子。
She didn't say much, but saying, "Oh, you child."
大惊小怪的意思。
What a kid! What's the big deal?
圣灵来的太迟了，是。
And it's such a real thing when the Holy Spirit comes.
地受不住主的荣耀。
Even the earth, the ground cannot hold His glory.
大山摇动，小山摇动。
So the big hills and the small hills will also move.
世人不能接受的。
Yet the world cannot accept Him.
看不见他。
Because they cannot see Him.
你不认识他。
Nor could they know Him.
你们却认识他。
But you know Him.
要常与你们同在
，because he is with you。
要在你们里面
，he is inside of you。
开启里面时代
，and that is the age of inner world。
现在一切都在我们里面
，everything now has turned to inside。
不是肉身眼睛看见
，it's no longer with our fleshly eyes。
不是我们肉身耳朵听见
，not our fleshly ears。
但我们都看见
，now we can see。
里面眼睛看见
，from inside。
看见没有
？Do you see him from your inside？
看你们的写的是个 Amazing Grace。
Like the song Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典是何等甘甜 ，Amazing Grace, how sweet the song.
Amazing Grace, how sweet thou art.
我会背诵英文诗歌啊，俄国太喜欢了。
I love that song.
从前是盲目，现在看见。
I was blind, but now I see.
都是我翻的。
I translated.
翻的很不及格。
I didn't think I did a great job.
用中文翻译是很麻烦的。一定的字，一两个字、三个字一定的。
And it's difficult to translate a song in Chinese because you're confined to the number of words you can apply.
还在押韵的。
And also you have to rhyme.
所以前是盲目。
So I have to say that in Chinese.
近乎莫说，因为你发的太。
It's like I was blind, but now I don't have to search in the dark.
我觉得太对不起。
And that really was hard.
原文的英文是为了现在看见。
Now I see.
对吧
？What a great thing！
从前我是 blind， 现看见。
I was blind, but now I see。
看见了没有
？Do we see him？
又是我去 Seattle。
One time I visited Seattle。
我这个人不大出来跟人讲话。
I don't like to social。
不 social 的人。
I'm not very socializing。
我一个人出去了。
So one day I went out。
几个弟兄围坐一个弟兄。
And I saw a few Christian brothers around one man。
那个人，他是个 PhD。
And that guy had a PhD degree.
他很凶。
But he looked pretty mean.
四个几个弟兄都能讲过的。
And he was arguing all the Christian brothers around.
现在也不帅，我在旁边坐下来的。
And Nico was going on, so I sat around outside.
他看见我是 speaker 来的，更凶了。
And he saw me the speaker sitting around them.
那你传耶稣，你看见耶稣啊
？He said, "You guys talk about Jesus. Have you ever seen Jesus?"
哇，你这话问得很好。
I said, "What a great question."
我以为看见耶稣，我才是传耶稣。
Because I've seen Jesus, that's why I preach about
Jesus. 你几岁了？你两千岁了？
So the guy said, "How old are you? Over 2,000 years old?"
我没两千岁。
I said, "No, I'm not 2,000."
但是我看见耶稣。
But I've seen Jesus.
你的话真的很好。
And that was a good question.
我们在座人都看见耶稣。
Everyone here has seen Jesus.
我讲给你听，什么叫做看见耶稣
？And let me explain to you what does it mean by seeing Jesus.
最后他得救了。
And then he was saved.
好不好
？Wasn't that great?
最后不是给他讲把他征服了
I did not convince him through his intellect
带他遇见耶稣
But instead I led him to meet the Lord
主出来了
The Lord appeared
最强的罪人都倒下来
And when the Lord appears no one can stand
我们却看见他
And we have seen him
主耶稣刚刚说过门徒们不再看见他
And Jesus said himself that you will for a little while you will not see me anymore
他去的地方你们不能去
And where I'm going you cannot come
这里话没几句话你们又看见耶稣了
But how come he just said after that he said you will see me again
再见耶稣在圣灵里
Because they will see him again in the Holy Spirit
在圣灵里我们都看见耶稣。
In the Holy Spirit, we can all see.
看见了没有？
We can all see Jesus. Have we seen him?
哎，不讲话。
Have we seen Jesus?
看见了没有？
yeah.
看见了。没有看见啊，你早上不来，应该来报名的呀。
If you haven't seen Jesus, you shouldn't have come to the Lord's table.
啊，你私下来找我们弟兄姊妹谈谈好了啊。
And you might need some counseling.
看见再见耶稣在圣灵里。
When we see Jesus again, it means we see him in the Holy Spirit.
所以我不撇下你们做孤儿。
He said, I will not leave you as orphans.
我必要再到你们这里来。
And I will come back to you.
都说这句话就知道天父讲的圣灵就是他自己。
And we know the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
差遣宝贵子来。
He sent the comforter.
这里他说我必定要到你们这里来。
And he says, I am coming back to you.
听说了吧？
Do you understand that?
圣灵就是耶稣基督。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
复活基督就是圣灵。
And the risen Christ is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的代表复活基督。
The Holy Spirit represents the risen Christ.
圣上高天。
Jesus ascended into heaven.
享受圣灵无限量。
And he received the Holy Spirit without measure.
降下圣灵。
And he sent the Holy Spirit down.
那主耶稣回来了。
That means he has come back.
所以主耶稣一回来，再来到地上。
When Jesus returns to the earth,
我们就选两次。我们一般就是说两次。
We said there are two times he will return.
第一次道成肉身来。
One time is when he was born on earth.
我们等候主耶稣再来，对不对
？And also we are waiting for his second coming.
主耶稣还没再来，是不是
？Has Jesus come back yet? Not yet.
当然就再来，我们到不了了。
If Jesus has come back for the second time, we don't have to meet here anymore.
主耶稣再来。
His second coming.
当中主耶稣已经来了。
Actually, in between these two times, Jesus has returned.
那是来叫我们叫做秘密的来。
But it's returning in secret.
再来是公开的来。
And when he comes back for the second time, that's a public return.
秘密的来，从圣灵里回来了。
That means right now he returned in secret through the Holy Spirit.
肉眼看不见。
You cannot see him.
但是那么实在。
But it's very real.
比我们看的那个东西还要实。
Actually, more real than the things that's visible.
显现在我们里面。
He appears inside of us.
充满了全人每一个角落。
And fill every corner of our whole being.
好不好？
Isn't that wonderful?
圣灵来。
The Holy Spirit has come.
你因为我活着，你们也要活着。
He said, "You shall live because I live."
我活着这个字非常。
And this is such a good word.
活比活着不一样。
Live.
我现在意识发达了。
Well, the medical science is very advanced now.
这个人啊，要死的人被救回来。
You know, people at the edge of death can be brought back.
这个名叫植物人，听见过没有？
Have you heard about the term vegetable? Vegetable. Have you ever heard about the people like vegetables in the hospital?
你喜不喜欢做个植物人？
Do you like to become a vegetable?
这个人活不活？
Is vegetable alive?
活的。
Yes.
不能活着。
But that vegetable is not living.
他眼睛不能看。
Because he cannot see.
耳朵不能听。
He cannot hear.
他心思不能用。
And he cannot think.
叫做植物人。
It's a vegetable.
就很多神的儿女啊，也是个属灵的植物人。
A lot of times, we children of God can be spiritual vegetables.
你没看见过
Have you seen spiritual vegetables?
你说他活不活呢
you have to say it's alive.
他活的。
He or she is alive.
他不活着。
But he's not living as a Christian.
对，是一个弟兄跟我讲话。
So one time a Christian brother said to me.
很糟糕的一个人。
And he was in a very bad condition.
那无论如何，我是信徒。
He said, regardless, I'm a saint.
我是信主的人。
I am a believer of Jesus Christ.
我你不是信徒。
I said, you're not a believer.
倒过来就土气。
I said, you believe in them. You are not a believer.
不是信徒，是土性。
You are not a believer. You are believing in them.
白白相信了，你真相信了。你活着，你不是活着的人。
You are alive, but you are not a believer.
我们要做活着的人。
So we want to be someone that actually lives.
像主活着一样。
like what how Jesus lives.
今天主人又活在地上。
And Jesus lives on earth today.
我们在主里里面活着。
And we live in Christ.
好，到了使徒行传。
So when it comes to the book of the Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1.
主主耶稣的两个时期。
And it talks about the two phases of Jesus Christ.
开头一切事情所教训。
All that Jesus began to do and to teach.
那时候在肉身里面。
That's what he did when he was in the flesh.
直到借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒。
And until the day he was taken up to heaven.
被解上升的日子为止。
After giving instruction through the Holy Spirit.
那时候圣天时期。
To the apostles he had chosen.
圣天两个时期。
Do you see two different realms? One when he was on earth.
一个道成肉身的时期。
And there's a time that he was in his flesh.
这个路加写使徒行传。
And when Luke wrote the book according to Luke.
我也写了前书。
And he said, I wrote a former book.
写前书就是路加福音。
And which is the gospel according to Luke.
讲到主耶稣道成肉身。
And that described how Jesus was the Word became flesh.
现在的借着圣灵吩咐众使徒。
And now through the Holy Spirit, he instructs us
of the disciples.
And until the day he was taken up to the heavens. And that is the era of ascension. And that's also the era of the Holy Spirit. These are two different great eras. And in the book of Acts, it talks about the era of ascension. That's the time of the Holy Spirit. One time I met this Christian brother. He said, it is so hard to read the book of Acts. I said, can you sum up just in one sentence about this book? And I thought that was ridiculous. How can you use one sentence to sum up 28 chapters? And I decided to give it a try. I said, okay, let me sum it up for you.
使徒行传讲什么?
What does the book that say?
一句话,
one sentence.
人在祷告,
human beings are praying.
圣灵在主工,
and the Holy Spirit is working.
啊, 完了,
that's it.
这就使徒行传,
that pretty much sums up the book.
使徒行传什么呢?
So what is the book that says?
看见人在祷告,
you see people praying.
圣灵在做事,
you see the Holy Spirit works.
使徒行传没有完。
And the book has been not end in chapter
28.
Even till today, we're in the book of Acts.
人在祷告,
that people pray.
圣灵在主工,
and the Holy Spirit works.
包括整个使徒行传, 对不对?
And that is exactly what happened in the book of Acts.
圣天时代, 有圣灵的时代,
and that is the age of ascension and the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣复活了,
so Jesus was risen.
把自己复活的显给使徒看,
and he showed himself to them to prove that he is alive. And he appeared to them and then, with convincing proof that he was alive. He showed himself to these people. And then he talked about the spiritual baptism. The water baptism, if you are baptized in the water.
大家都是过水浸, 对不对?
We all have been baptized in the water, right?
水浸你感觉什么?
What did you feel when you were baptized in the water?
感觉四面都是水,
you know that you were surrounded by water.
我浸在水里面都是水。
You were in the water, you're surrounded by water.
受灵浸一样的。
Same way with a spiritual baptism.
都是圣灵。
And you feel nothing but surrounded by Holy Spirit. You are immersed into the Holy Spirit.
四位都是圣灵。
You are surrounded by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在里面，圣灵它在里面。
And Holy Spirit is inside you.
也能够包围我们。
And also outside around us.
对主耶稣吩咐受领浸。
So you talk about the spiritual baptism.
领浸是什么呢?
What is the spiritual baptism?
第八节就解释领浸。
And verse 8, this is
the spiritual baptism. 圣灵降在你们身上。
That the Holy Spirit comes on you.
你们必得着能力。
You will receive power.
这个能力这个字啊。
And the word power.
原文的很强的一个字。
It's a very strong word.
叫爆炸的力量。
It's like with explosive power.
那天门徒们正受着爆炸力量。
And we all knew what happened when they received the Holy Spirit.
从前彼得跟他都多软弱。
Remember Peter and John, they used to be so weak.
使徒行传。
But in the book of Acts,
他们变成大能勇士。
They become mighty warrior of the Lord.
罗马政权不能抵挡那些加利利小民。
And even the Roman Empire cannot resist the power of these little people from Galilee.
这种能力。
They received an explosive power. brothers. They were all full-time servers. They have received the spiritual baptism. I think you were all baptized in the Spirit. However, I don't see much power on you. And they were very nice. They didn't argue with me. And they really felt they didn't have much power. And I regret what I said. I shouldn't say something like that. How can I say they did not have power? Of course, there is an explosive power in them. Maybe not as great as what Peter and John have. Neither did I have. But you cannot say that I did not receive power. Right? And we receive the baptism, spiritual baptism, we will have power. Chapter 3 of Acts.
你们匠人所弃的石头。
Chapter 4, the stone your builders rejected.
在应承的房角里头怪兽。
Has become the capstone.
匠人所弃的石头。
The stone your builders rejected.
主耶稣石头也是你代表复活。
And stone refers to resurrection in the Bible. All the stones in the Bible refers to resurrection. Other than the part that when they stone people to death, that doesn't have any description. Other than that kind of description, stone refers to resurrection. And you are the stone that the builders rejected. But now he has become the resurrection, the capstone of the house. And we all grow out from that stone. And we are built up together to become a spiritual house. So the stone rejected by the builders. So when on the day of Pentecost, and Peter delivered that message. Was very precious. And chapter 2, Peter said,
今天我们读过,就诗篇110篇,
1 Peter quoted was from Psalm 110.
主对我主说,
and the Lord said to my Lord,
坐在我的右边,
you sit at my right hand side until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The first Lord refers to Father God. And the second Lord refers to Jesus. And they wrote Psalm 110. And back in his time, he saw the Lord. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand side. And when Jesus sat down, he rested. He rested because he finished his job. He's done with his job. So he sat down. Until I make your enemies the footstool for your
feet.
And this was the custom back then. When two countries in war, the defeated one, and the overcoming country, the king will bring forth the king of the defeated. And the overcoming king was set foot on the back of the defeated king. And signifying that he surrendered completely. So that's what I mean by make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And that was based upon the custom back then. Here it says, until Jesus has won. He could have enemies for his
own.
But you look around, the enemies are still working very hard. And you see devils work everywhere in this world. Therefore, God says, until. Until why? Until the time of the church is done. The church was born. And the church shall carry out Jesus' victory. We shall testify to Jesus' victory. And that when church is done with that job, and then the enemy will be truly the footstool. And will be completely done with. So now it's our turn. So in Psalm 110, David said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And then he says, in verse 3 says, your truth will be holy on the day of your battle, arrayed in holy majesty. Arrayed in holy majesty. And be willing, your truth will be willing on your day of battle. And you'll receive the dew of your youth. Arrayed in holy majesty. Adorned in holiness. Well, women like to adorn, like to decorate herself. And women like to dress themselves up. How do we dress ourselves up? Today you dress yourself in red. Because you like the color red. Or you like color blue. And you dress yourself in blue. It's impossible you dress yourself in a color that you like. It's not likely to happen. And we like everything except holiness.
圣经没人喜欢的.
Nobody likes holiness.
教会复兴的时候,
and when the church is in revival condition,
圣经百姓喜欢圣经,
the people of God will love that holiness.
圣经的装饰为义,
and they will adore themselves with holiness.
甘心牺牲自己,
and they'll be willing to sacrifice themselves.
最高的伟大,
and this is such a great
thing.
And in the 2,000 years history of the church, one word can describe the history of church is sacrifice. Many children got sacrificed. I have this elderly relative. And God used him greatly. And when he reached an old age, he was taken by God. And he left behind him this word, sacrifice. That's a strong statement behind him. Sacrifice. And willing sacrifice. No one willing sacrifice. But when a church is revived, it will be very common for the children of God to be willing to sacrifice. And they appear as the dews of the dawn. And you'll receive the dew of your youth. And that dew appeared right around dawn. And moist the ground. So all the vegetables can receive moist. And for someone who travels at night, and you know, you become the time, the worst hour is when the time before the sun is about to come out. Dew is different from rain.
不知不觉的,
before you know it,
摸一摸,对,头发都湿了,
the traveler touches the hair and then realizes it's wet because the dew appears and he was
restrained.
So dew refers to grace in the Bible.
主的恩典,
that's God's grace.
不知不觉地降下来,
and without us knowing, his grace comes upon us. He says, your truth arrayed in holy majesty and will be willing on your day of battle. And from the womb of the dawn, you will receive the dew of your youth. The last thing we want to talk about is Paul.
保罗,
and the New Testament is not New Testament without character Paul. And no one can compare with the Son of God. The four gospels talks about the Son of God.
四福音之后,
and after the four gospels,
使徒行传有大部分来讲保罗,
and the majority of the book of Acts speaks of Paul.
讲他的生活,
talk about how he lived.
讲他的贵人,
and how he acted.
讲他的做工,
his word.
讲他的受苦,
and how he suffered.
各方面来看保罗,
and from different aspects, the book describes Paul.
两次做榜样,
And Paul used, referred to himself as an example for saints, fighting the Bible.
三次里面效法我。
And for three times says, you should imitate me.
只有保罗一个人敢讲这样的话。
Only Paul dared to say something like that.
你们效法我。
You should imitate me.
效法我如同我效法基督。
As if I imitate the Christ.
保罗这个人本来最反对主人。
And Paul opposed Christ the most initially.
英国提到这个Sparkman讲到，他说保罗是完人律己。
And Austin Spark, when he talked about Paul, he said initially he was a wild beast.
他那个野兽一样的。
He was like a wild beast.
反对主。
He objected to
Paul. 他的行为没有可以指证。
And he was blameless.
法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He was the Pharisee among all the Pharisees.
个性非常强的人。
And a very strong person.
非常聪明的人。
Very smart too.
但这个人是很实行的人。
And he also is very
appealing.
People may oppose Jesus Christ. They may just oppose Christ in the city of Jerusalem. So a lot of children of God fled to Damascus. And what Paul did was he obtained letters and he chased after them to the city of Damascus. And on his way there, the Lord appeared to him. We all knew the story well. A great light shined upon him and he fell to the ground. He said, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus whom you persecute. And Paul, you know, all I persecute are Christians. I never knew Jesus. How can I persecute you?
这话主说的话呢，保罗心里蛮亮的。
But when Jesus said that to him, he was enlightened.
他知道逼迫耶稣基督徒就是逼迫主。
Realized that persecuting Christians are persecuting Jesus.
保罗说你是谁？
And Paul says, who are you, Lord?
下面说你要我做什么？
And what do you want me to do?
主耶稣没告诉他。
Jesus did not answer him right away.
他的精神对待。
He said, just get up and go into the city.
主耶稣没有差遣彼得去。
And Jesus did not send Peter to speak.
没有差遣约翰去。
Or John.
这现在很小的人。He sent
a very insignificant Christian.
亚拿尼亚。
His name is Ananias.
亚拿尼亚就出现过一次。
Ananias just showed Peter once in the entire Bible.
这没出现。
He never showed up for a second time.
继续去告诉对保罗讲话。
He went and he spoke to Paul.
亚拿尼亚说，这个人听说他一不反对你。
And Ananias said to the Lord, says, this guy I heard, he opposed
me.
And he has come to the city to arrest those who belong to the way. The Lord says, just go ahead. He is the vessel I have chosen. And at that time, for 3 days long, Paul could not eat. He could not see. And before his eyes, and he saw the appearance of the Lord. And that was a great Lord that even the entire universe could not see. And I believe those 3 days when he could not see, all he could see inside of him was that great man Jesus. And while he was in that condition, a little man came forward and laid his hand on him. That was Ananias. And his prayer was so good. It's a brother Saul. And the one that appeared to you on your way here, Lord Jesus, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, Paul was able to see. And he was filled by the Holy Spirit. And this insignificant name. The word that came out of his mouth was the word of the Lord. And the power he passed through to Paul was the power of Jesus. So therefore Paul received the vision of the body of Christ at that moment. That church is the body of Jesus Christ. And we are members of his body. So Paul saw that vision. And all his life he preached about that doctrine.
就被圣灵充满。And
he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们今天晚上，大家都渴慕主的人。
And this evening, for those who long for the Lord.
我们再唱238首。
We shall sing the song together.
238，应当传此消息。再唱首诗歌。
Let's sing the song one more time.